Morning.
For those that don't know me, my name is Rodney. I'm on the preaching team. I'm not the pastor. Also lead our men's group here at the church. So I'm very privileged to preach the last service of 2024. Can you believe it? It's already 2025. And time has just totally flew by. But if I were to look, for me personally, at 2024 and look back at the months and the days that went through, I honestly would say it was a roller coaster ride. Has anybody experienced like 2024 was about ups and downs and lefts and rights? It was just a total roller coaster ride. But I can honestly say this was the first year that I felt totally aligned with God. And the reason why I say that is because I felt his peace throughout this year, and I felt his presence. I felt his peace when the trials came. It was like the peace of God overcame me. And when the enemy came, it was like the Spirit of God showed up. And it was just such a beautiful, and I look back of the different encounters. I mean, you know, I share this a lot because it's just been so, so real to me about his presence and his presence, his presence. I mean, literally, I would be at the gym lifting some heavy weight, just laying there, and the presence of God would just fall over me in the middle, and I would be crying in the middle of a gym because his presence was so strong. And so it's like 2024, yeah, it was about twists and turns, but being aligned with God was just such a beautiful thing. You know, when I talk about being aligned with God, it says in Galatians 2:20, it says, not that I live, but it's Christ who lives within me. In fact, in the Passion Version, it says, my old identity has been so crucified with Christ and no longer lives. And now the essence of this new life is no longer mine. For the Anointed One lives his life through me. We live in union as one. My new life is empowered by the faith of the Son of God, who loves me so much that he gave himself for dispensing his life into mine. And that word dispensing is to divide and to share out according to a plan, to deal out in portions. You know, this scripture only works if we step aside. The scripture only works if we let go. You hear what I'm saying? The scripture only works if we step aside. The scripture only works if we let things go. See, living a life of letting go of control is a hard thing for me. At times, some people may call me a control freak. And I'll be honest, like, I remember when Bree and I were younger in our marriage, we would fight all the time. And it would be about stupid stuff. It would be stuff that wouldn't even make sense, right? It's because it was like none of us wanted to lose. She didn't want to give, you know, she didn't want to give in. I didn't want to give in. I didn't want to give in control that she was right. She didn't want to give in control that I was right. But things are better now. She's gotten better. I'm just joking. I'm messing. It's a bad example for the men. Sorry, guys. But it was now, I mean, I look now, you know, I look back then, I was like, man, this is, we were fighting over really dumb stuff. But I look now, it's like we're in alignment. It's like dumb stuff now doesn't even bother us. We're in so much harmony with one another. Talking about self-control is when Micah and Jasmine were taking their driver's course lessons. I didn't want to be the one to drive with him because the car only had one steering wheel, and it only had one brake, and only had one gas pedal. And Brianne would know. I mean, no offense to my daughter Jasmine here. I didn't want to get in the same car with her because I was a control freak. I couldn't stand it. So Brianne had to go and teach the kids how to drive. I'd love to be in control. But you see, the old me, before 2024, way before that, when the trials came, I would be stressing out. I would try to figure out how to fix it, how to make the things, you know, how to fix the situation. And when the enemy came, I would let the oppression come over me. I would let the fear rule over me. That was the old I. But how beautiful is it when you can surrender truly to the King of the universe? It's a beautiful thing. For a lot of people, it's difficult because they feel like God himself is not tangible. And I say, that's a wrong belief. He is tangible. He is real. But think about this, and I'm going to sound like Francis Chan. Some people say, no, he looks like me. But just think about it. Seriously. The God of the universe, the maker of heaven and the earth, who created all things, who created every single person, you and I, in his image. He knows your wants. He knows your faults. He knows every detail about you. He knows every intricate part about you. He knows your weaknesses. He's the one that breathes life into you, and he's the one that knows your future. How beautiful is it when you can surrender your life to him? I mean, just think about it. Psalm 16:11 says in the New Living Translation, "You will show me the way of life, granting me the joy of your presence and the pleasures of your living with you forever." He says, "You will show me the way of life, granting me the joy of your presence and the pleasures of living with you forever." The definition of alignment means arrangement in a correct position, a position of agreement or alliance. The root word of alignment is align, which means from the French that it means to bring something into line with something else. When we align with the Father, we are yielding all to him. Not having him yield to you and your agendas. Let me say it again. When we align with the Father, we align all to him. Your family, your friends, your situations, your circumstances, your not having him yield to you and your agendas or your ways. Ephesians 4:22 says that regarding your previous way of life, you put off your old self, completely discard your former nature, which is being corrupted through deceitful desires, and be continually renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new self, created in God's image in the righteousness and holiness of the truth. So there's a song that Carrie Underwood wrote. I don't listen to Carrie Underwood, just this particular song that came on the radio. So it was written in 2000, it came out in 2005. It sold 2.7 million copies and went double platinum. It's a super catchy song, but I dislike the meaning of the lyrics. Some of y'all probably already know what it is. So let me tell you about what the song, the lyrics of the song is, or how it goes. It says, it's about a young woman going to see her parents for Christmas. As she's driving, the weather is bad, and she reflects on how it's been a hard year for her. She drives fast, hits ice, and says, Jesus, take the wheel. Take it from my hands, because I can't do this on my own. I'm letting go, so give me the one more chance and save me from this road I'm on. Jesus, take the wheel. Well, what's dumb or goofy, as my daughter loves to say, about this is I was able to relate to this this particular song. And I have a lot of interesting stories I love to tell, and for some reason they involve Lena. So years back, and we weren't going at we weren't here at the church at this time. There was a season in my life where, you know, we weren't even attending church. And that during that year, I just remember the only focus that I had was to focus on earning money. So I put my whole efforts, my time, my heart, my soul to go and earn money. So there was an opportunity that came about where I flew a person with me and myself. We ended up in Dubai. And it was a chance for me to close a deal that was worth millions of dollars. And I say the word chance very, very tightly. It was a chance. And so I remember in the back of the plane, I remember even in the hotel that night, I was telling God, I said, God, if you would help me close this deal, I will go back to church. And I remember telling myself multiple times on the plane, in the hotel room. In fact, the guy that I brought with me, we roomed in this one particular super nice hotel. And he wasn't even a Christian. I said, sir, I said, we need to pray. His name was George. George, we need to pray because I believe that if God's going to answer our deal, we're not only going to be rich, but I'm going to tithe and I'm going to go back to church. And so I was ranting and just thinking about this whole thing. Well, the funny thing was, I get a text. And you know who that text was from? It was from Lena. I don't know if you even remember that. I remember she texted me and she goes, she asked me, I was praying, the Lord had put you in my heart, and I felt in my spirit that something wasn't right. What is going on? She didn't know. She didn't even know probably where it was or wasn't going to church or anything like that. But she felt the Spirit of God pull her. Hey, you need to call Rodney because something's not right. And I remember, you know, I text back, told her, I think I told you what was doing. I said, pray for me because I could make a lot of money and I'll tie to the church, probably is what I was saying. Who knows? But that's what I was doing. I was negotiating with God. I was saying, God, you're going to take the wheel. Once you make things right, I'm going to give you the wheel. Well, you know, the funny thing about that story is, you know, we say, God, take the wheel, but we still have our foot on the brake or the pedal or the gas pedal. You know? We're only going to take it back. You know, Billy Graham said, God is not a bargaining God. You cannot barter with him. You must do business with him on your own terms. Psalm 32:8 says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you who are willing to learn with my eye upon you. These days, it's so easy to get misaligned with God. It's easy to get off track. Ephesians 4, again, 22 says that regarding your previous way of life, you put off your old self. Completely discard your former nature And it says this, which is being corrupted through deceitful desires. You know, sometimes it doesn't even take the enemy to get you misaligned. You know, we love to blame the enemy all the time, not realizing it's our own flesh. See, sometimes, again, it doesn't take the enemy to get you misaligned. It's your own flesh. Some of us are still struggling with fear, not because the enemy is doing it, because we allow our flesh to continue to listen to ungodly voices, social media, the news, or even the people that you hang out with. There are some people, specifically in our lives, that, you know, Bree and I are close friends with. We had to separate ourselves from certain people just because of the influence that was on our lives. I love running with people that are hungry for God. I love running with Court and Sabata. I love running with everyone in this church that are just hungry and have a desire and a passion for God. Those are the people that you want to be around with. You don't want it to be around the people that's always talking about the news. The world is going to come to end. Oh, so-and-so just got elected. Now the world's going to fall apart. Those aren't the people who you want to hang out with and spend time with. You want to do life and run with those that truly, truly love God. So stop listening to the voices. Start listening to the voice of God through his word and through his spirit. You know, Proverbs 16:1-4 says, we can make our own plans, but the Lord gives us the right answer. People may be pure in their own eyes, but the Lord examines their motives. Commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed. It also says, the Lord has made everything for his own purposes, even the wicked for a day of disaster. So this morning, I'm not just going to tell you the five steps of being aligned with God. I'm not going to tell you, hey, you need to pray every day. I'm not going to tell you that you need to read your word. And these are just common things that we as Christians, you know, should automatically do, we would say. But it's not meaningful until you truly understand the message of the cross. My alignment for this year, for 2024, was truly, truly understanding what it meant about the cross. The Father's love for me. And again, it's impacted me in such a way that it's helped me to let go of the things that just entangled me, that used to entangle me. It's allowed me just to let go of control. It's allowed me to let go of self. It's allowed me to let go of just the Rodney that I used to be. And it's defined me to be more like him. It's challenged me to be more like him. And again, as you know, it's just hard for me to share just the different, again, just the different encounters that I've had. It's because, again, it's so tangible. It's become so tangible to me. It's become so real. I mean, literally, I would be in the supermarket, and the presence of God would just overcoming and overtake me. And it would just overwhelm me and I just feel his love, and I feel his grace and just pouring upon me. Just like this morning, I just feel it. I feel it even now. And that's what really alignment is that God himself, the maker of the universe, wants to commune with you. He wants to have a relationship with you. And David did so well about talking about the veil and how that veil was torn so that we can have a relationship with the Father. And now that we have access to him, we have access to his goodness. We have access to the miracles that's going to happen in this place. We have access because Pastor Easy is healed. We have access. And that's what alignment is. is knowing who the Father is. Is knowing who he is. And until you haven't experienced what that is, you're just going to go through the motions. You're going to go through the motions. You're just going to come to church. Oh, we're just going to sing another good song. Or we're just going to pray another prayer. But that's not what it's about. It's truly, truly being aligned with him. Ephesians 2:18 says, "For it is through him we both have direct way of approach and one spirit to the Father." So I know we're not done with 2024. There's two words that I feel like the Lord has shared with me for 2025. In 2025, I hear the words like he's alive. There's some dead things in people, some dead dreams, some dead prophetic words that I feel like God is wanting to just rebirth. And you were talking about just being, you can feel just the pregnancy. I just feel like there's just a rebirth that's taking place for 2025. Dead dreams are going to come alive. I just feel like there's just dead things are going to come to life. And I feel like the wind of God is just going to continue just to flow through this place. And then he's going to breathe life into the things that are dead. He's alive in 2025. So you need to be expecting. Those words that the Lord have given you, those prophetic words, those words that he's spoken in your heart, those dreams that he's been giving you, they are not dead. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Court, can I have you just play if you don't mind? Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. You know, earlier today, I was just talking about the Father's love. I really feel there's some of us that have never really truly, truly experienced what it is like to be loved by the Father. Again, it was difficult for me to live in a household being fatherless. My mom did whatever she could to take care of us kids. But there was a gap. She can only give me the motherly love and not the fatherly love. And so I remember even in the beginning of when I first became a Christian, it was hard for me to receive. It was hard for me to receive love, period. I knew that he loved me. I knew he had a plan for my life. But it was like my heart was so hardened to the things that I was so used to, not having a father present in my life. And so I just want to pray. There are a few people here that I feel like that are really wanting, I feel like the Lord is wanting to embrace you with his love this morning. There might be past situations that might have happened where you felt like you've never had a relationship with your father that have caused you to not be able to embrace his love. Father, I just ask right now, have you embraced and loved on me? God, we just are so thankful for your love. Truly, truly thankful for your love. That you would send your son to die for us so that we can have a relationship with you. I couldn't even imagine the feelings of that. I couldn't even imagine putting my own kids as a sacrifice so that I can have a relationship with the rest of humanity. So Lord, every hardened heart, Father, any situation of the past that has caused heartache, that has caused callousness upon the heart, every past situation that had occurred, Father, I just ask that you just remove that right now in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for those people that you've put upon my heart, Lord, that there are people that are just wanting to yearn, that are yearning for your love and your embrace, God, that are yearning to know what it is to be loved by a father, Lord. So I ask in Jesus' name that you release that right now. Holy Spirit, that you go to those people, Lord, and you touch those people right now that are feeling heartache. Relieve the pain, the sorrow of the past that has caused them not to trust or has caused them not wanting to receive the love. Lord, thank you for 2025. We just thank you for the year that's to come. Lord, we continue to contend for the revival that's going to happen in this place, Lord. Lord, thank you for the harvest, Lord. I thank you for the many new souls that are going to be reached for your kingdom, God. Lord, I just thank you for the lives that are going to be changed. Lord, 2025 is not going to be just another normal year in the epicenter, Lord. 2025 is just not going to be another normal year in our own lives, in this church body. Lord, just thank you. This is the year of breakthrough, God. Just thank you, God. This is the year that you come alive, God. Old dreams, old visions, I thank you, Lord, they're coming alive in Jesus' name. Words that we have buried, dreams that we have buried are coming alive in Jesus' name.